It's all about you, Jesus.
Welcome to Heart of Worship Podcast, your morning devotional, song, and prayer. Anxiety is one of the most common disorders among adults today. And I was reading online, there was a statistic that said it affects about 30% of adults at some point in their life. And for me, anxiety was one of those things that I never thought about. I never thought it would impact me until 5 years ago, I had my very first anxiety attack. I was reading up on anxiety and I found out there are so many different triggers, but especially in this fast world that we live in, it can be everything from food and stimulants to what we put in our bodies, to work-related stress, money problems, conflicts with people. The list goes on. There are so many different triggers. And for me personally, just thinking back to where I was about 5 years ago, I was in a pretty stressful job. And I noticed throughout the day many times that my heart rate would just spike up. We would have these emergencies or 911 situations come up. And my heart just couldn't handle it. It would spike up and then kind of come down. And this was a regular occurrence. But I remember one day specifically, it wasn't even at work. I was driving with my husband to Easter Sunday with my family. We were living in Canada at the time. My family lived in the US, so we had to cross the border. And as we're about to, there's a bridge that connects Michigan and Canada. We're about to get on the bridge, and my husband's car has steam coming out from under the engine. And of course, you can't stop on the bridge. You can't stop in the middle of a border crossing. And there was a bit of traffic, so we had to turn off the engine, turn it back on. I was just sitting there just praying and praying that we would just get across the border. We didn't want to cause any suspicion. We didn't want any issues crossing the border. It was Easter Sunday. I just wanted to see my family. Long story short, we made it over the border and we just parked the car and checked it out and figured out what was going on. And I never made it to Easter Sunday that day. We ended up turning around and driving home. But the rest of the day, I was feeling anxious. I couldn't shake off this feeling. And I know it didn't have to do with the car. I mean, that was part of it. But it was the overall stress that I was putting on my body on a regular basis at work. It was a lot of different things that were happening at that time. And I just remember that night, I couldn't stop shaking and I couldn't stop crying. The verse that I want to share today is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ." I ended up making this verse my phone screensaver for quite some time as I was really struggling with anxiety overall. But I love the fact that he tells us not to be anxious, because he's telling us instead of anxiousness, seek him in prayer. So he's essentially telling us to turn our worries into prayers, and not just prayers, but prayers with thanksgiving, trusting God that he will answer and knowing that he's going to help us in that situation. I also love Psalm 55:22, which says, "Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." And just like we discussed in the previous devotional, the righteous people are the ones who confess their sin, the ones who are right with God. So if you are in a good relationship with God, he will not allow you to be shaken. He will sustain you. So turn your worries into prayers and just trust that he will sustain you. The other piece of our verse for today says, "God's peace, which transcends all understanding." And to me, this is so powerful because God's peace, it's not a peace of this world. It's a heavenly peace. Even more so, it's a supernatural peace. So when you put your ultimate trust and faith in God, everything will work out. So he gives us this peace because we're giving him our complete trust. As we think about trust, I love Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 27. "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" And this is such a powerful reminder that He takes care of all the details. Yes, sometimes we might be going through stressful situations like I was. Maybe you've got financial problems. Maybe you've got conflict in your life. Maybe you have disagreements with your spouse or your other relationships that are important in your life. So you stay up and you worry, but God says that He's going to take care of all these details. And in fact, worrying, it can bring about so much damage to your health. It can disrupt your productivity. It can negatively affect you, your mindset, how you treat others. It robs you of your joy. When you worry, you lose your joy because you're constantly in fear. And it reduces your trust in God. So really, when I think about worry is an evidence of the underlying fear and ultimately the lack of trust that you have in God. And so just like this verse says, don't worry about your life because God will take care of it. Just like God takes care of the birds in the air, He will take care of your problem. You just have to bring Him your problem and just trust that He will work everything out. God's peace will also guard your heart against anxieties of this world. So you can say, well, Andrea, it's easy for you to say not to worry. You're not in my situation. You don't know what I'm going through. And you're right, I don't. I know from my own experience what I had to go through, and I know that everybody is different, but I know that God's peace, He will meet you where you are. And I think if you ask Him for that peace, if you cast your cares on Him, He will take away those anxieties from your heart. Peace is mentioned over 93 times in the New Testament. I looked it up. And even in the Old Testament, it's 200 something times it's mentioned. So God is peace and God wants to give us peace. We just have to seek Him and we just have to ask for it. I want to read a couple of verses just to bring comfort to you. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful." So peace is a gift we have from God. When I think about every time I've sought Him in despair, every time I've prayed to Him, the number one thing that He always gave me was peace in my soul. He didn't take away my problems. He didn't solve everything in an instant, but He gave me peace about it. So when we ask God to fill us up, He doesn't just fill us up with His Holy Spirit. He fills us up with peace because we know that He's going to take care of us. We know that He's going to push away the enemy and He's going to open up the doors and He's going to give us the joy and the peace that we so much desire. One of the reasons why I personally think we have so many issues with mental health and anxiety disorders is because of what we feed our minds. When you think about the amount of information that our brains take in on a regular basis, from our phones, from TV, from just talking to people, there's so much going on around us. And I think when we feed our mind and what we feed it with eventually grows and it takes over. And it also takes our focus off of Jesus. So anything that steals my peace gets kicked to the curb. And in some cases, that's people, that's entertainment. There's certain types of movies or shows that I just don't watch. There's, you know, different businesses. If the business is too stressful, if my career was too stressful for me, it's just not worth it. It's not serving me. I don't care how much money I'm making. It's not serving me. And so the best thing that I did for myself was really just to start cutting things out. Because when I cut things out, one, it creates room, more room for Jesus so He can fill me. But two, it gives me peace. So today I want to challenge you to simply be still. Reduce the noise in your life. What do you have in your life today that is not serving you? What are you watching? What are you feeding your brain that is not serving you? What are you consuming that is actually hurting you and triggering you and putting you in a bad mood and making you feel bad about yourself? Find what steals your peace and joy and find a way to eliminate those things from your life. When I experienced that anxiety attack on Easter Sunday 5 years ago, my husband wrapped his arms around me and held me so tight for what felt like hours. And he asked me, "Do you want me to put worship music?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "What song?" And I don't know why this is the song that I said, "Build My Life. I want to hear Build My Life." and it was on repeat. It must have played like 10 or 20 times. I don't even know. I don't know why that song came out of my mouth. It was probably the Holy Spirit knowing it was exactly what I needed. But I absolutely love this song. The bridge says, I will build my life upon your love. It's a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone and I will not be shaken. So in that moment when I experienced one of the worst anxiety attacks of my life, I just wanted to know that I have a firm foundation. I just wanted to know that the God I was trusting would not allow me to be shaken. Pat Barrett wrote that song, and I love this quote from him. It says, there are very few things in life that can hold the weight and the pressure of the unknowns of life. And the song continually reminds me to not just lift my eyes in worship, but also lower them and check my footing and re-examine at times where I'm standing. So let this song be a reminder to bring your situation, your anxiety, to turn your worries into prayers with thanksgiving, and to trust God as your firm foundation.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Build my life upon your
Dear Father, thank you so much for the peace that you give us, Lord, the peace that transcends all understanding, Lord. Thank you, God, that we can turn to you, God, and we don't have to worry about life's anxieties, God, that you said to cast our cares to you and we will not be shaken. God, thank you for that promise and thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. I pray, God, for anyone that's listening to my voice right now, God, that you would remove any anxiety, any trigger, any worry, any fear from their life, Lord. Anything that is keeping our focus off of you, God, that you would remove them from our lives. God, that we would be filled with your Holy Spirit and filled with your peace and your joy, Jesus. God, I pray that we would make you our firm foundation, God, that we would build our life on the firm foundation of your word, Father, that we would trust in you completely, that we would know, Father, that you will not allow anything to harm us, but rather you will give us prosperous and fulfilling lives, Lord. I thank you so much for all your promises and everything that you do for us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this devotional, please share it with a friend and leave a 5-star review. To connect with me further or to send in a prayer request, check the show notes for my contact information. God bless.